Hi, everyone. I'm Doug Plankins. Welcome to the 5-Minute Morning Skate, where we tell you everything you need to know about the Panthers' upcoming matchup in 5 minutes or less. Looking to match their franchise record for longest point streak to start a season, the Panthers will attempt to earn at least 1 point in their 12th straight game when they kick off a 4-game road trip against the Rangers at Madison Square Garden tonight. When asked about the matchup after this morning's skate in the Big Apple, Panthers defenseman Mackenzie Weegar said the team can only focus on their own game.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think for us, we kind of just think about, you know, our team and how we win the games. We're not so much focused on that team. I think, you know, it's the NHL. Every team's going to come in and put up a good fight every single night. The parity is so close. They got a good team over there, and we have to respect them. No matter, you know, if they won 2 games or lost 2 games in a row, it doesn't really matter. We're just kind of focused on ourselves and how we go and approach every game.
After sitting out 1 game with a lower body injury, Panthers captain Alexander Barkov, who ranks tied for first on the team in scoring with 12 points, will be a game-time decision tonight. Additionally, goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky is also a game-time decision, but will only be serving as the backup if cleared. As for centers Sam Bennett and Joe Thornton, both players skated this morning but remained day-to-day while recovering from injuries of their own. Despite missing those key players, the Panthers, who sit atop the league standings with a 10-0-1 record, came together and managed to extend their season-opening point streak with a lopsided 5-2 win over previously undefeated Carolina on Saturday. Racing out to a 4-goal lead in the first period, never looking back, Frank Vatrano, Anton Lundell, and Patrick Hornquist all scored once against Carolina, while Anthony Duclair, who has a team-high 8 goals, led the charge with 2 goals and 2 assists. Taking on an elevated role in Barkov's absence, Etu Luostarinen served as the club's top-line center, while rookie goalie Spencer Knight, who manned the crease in place of Bobrovsky, made 30 saves. Earning 21 out of a possible 22 points out of the gate, the streaking Panthers have matched the 94-95 Penguins and the 06-07 Sabres for the best 11-game start to a season in NHL history. Looking back at the game, Weegar said he was impressed with the team's resiliency.
You know, obviously, when Barkey goes down, everyone gets a little nervous, and he's a big piece to our team. But I thought, you know, again, with the leadership group, and they really stepped up and made everybody comfortable, Lundy and Lusty. And obviously Duke had a great night, and the D just tried to get the pucks up to those guys. And really proud of the way that everybody stepped up last game.
Outstanding at both ends of the ice, the Panthers rank 2nd in the league in goals per game and 3rd in goals against per game. After a 3-for-5 performance on the power play against Carolina, they also now rank tied for 7th on the man advantage with a 26.3% success rate. Tied with Barkov and Duclair for the team's scoring lead, Jonathan Huberdeau has tallied 12 points on 3 goals and 9 assists. After them, 10 other players have notched at least 5 points, including Aaron Ekblad with 10, Gus Forsling with 9, Sam Reinhart with 9, and Carter Verhaeghe with 9. Returning to the crease, Knight will get the start against the Rangers. Owning a 4-0-1 record with a 2.51 goals against average and a .918 save percentage, the 20-year-old rookie's 8-0-1 career record stands as the 4th longest point streak by a goalie to begin a career in NHL history. As for the rest of the lineup, stay tuned for updates from warmups. When asked about Knight, Panthers interim head coach Andrew Brunette had nothing but good things to say about the spectacular youngster.
No, I mean, he's, you know, I saw him his draft year. I mean, No, he looks the same. He's probably as good as a goalie as I've ever seen at that age. And I know he's still got a ways to go and all those things, but he's rock solid both physically and mentally.
Looking to shake out of a minor slump, the Rangers have lost each of their last 3 games entering tonight's matchup. Following consecutive overtime losses to the Canucks and Oilers, they were kept off the score sheet completely in a 6-0 beatdown by the Flames on Saturday. The reigning Norris Trophy winner, Adam Fox, leads the Rangers in scoring with 12 points on 2 goals and 10 assists, including posting 1 goal and 7 assists in his last 5 games. After him, 3 players have at least 10 points, including Artemi Panarin with 11 on 2 goals and 9 assists. Between the pipes, Igor Shesterkin could get the nod tonight, as he's started 9 of 12 games thus far. In that stretch, he's gone 5-2-2 behind a 2.30 goals against average and a .930 save percentage. Facing off for the first time since the 2019-20 season, Florida went 2-0-0 against New York that year. Looking at the team's progress as a whole, Brunette believes the Panthers will only get better.
I think it just, to me, it says the growth of this group and the level of being ultra competitive and watching them, you know, grow and you know, their ability to be able to step up to the little bit of the moment was fun to watch. So I think just, I said it the other night, but just the growth of this group for the last 3 years, it's been a lot of fun to watch them grow into being, you know, such a competitive group. I mean, that's, it's, and we continue to get more competitive, and that's what great teams do.
As a reminder, tonight's game will be on Bally Sports Florida or ESPN Plus if you're out of the region. You can also catch all the action on the Bally Sports app or listen to play-by-play on 560 WQAM and across the Panthers Radio Network. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the 5-Minute Morning Skate, and we'll see you at Puck Drop.